This next item is a 100-year legacy at the American Foundation for the Blind. What will be different in the next decade? This next gentleman I'm pleased to invite up, but let me give you a little background. Since our founding in 1940, we have sometimes worked very closely with the American Foundation for the Blind, and we have sometimes been at what you might call extreme odds with each other, different ends of the spectrum. The foundation was established before the blind organized on a nationwide basis, and at times in its history, the foundation has represented some of the strongest resistance to the organized blind movement. We last had the president, a different president, of the American Foundation for the Blind at our convention in 2017 under the title, New Directions for the Future. Very hopeful title. Our hopes were quickly extinguished. In 2018, we took action against the Ability One program for giving the foundation what we viewed was an illegal contract under the federal procedures. And at times over the last number of years since then, various agendas have invited the National Federation of the Blind, the American Council of the Blind, and the American Foundation for the Blind to be on a consumer organization panel. We told any organizers of panels like that we would not participate because the foundation is not a consumer organization. In 2021, the American Foundation for the Blind reached its 100th anniversary, and for much of the last year, it has not had a permanent executive leader. So now the foundation has a new leader, and we have invited him to our stage, and we do so again with the hope that the next decade will in fact be very different from what much of the legacy of the last century of the foundation has been. It's our hope in this presentation, we will give him a break because he's only been at it 3 months, so we don't expect him to have all the answers, but we do hope that the American Foundation for the Blind can define a place that contributes to the direction and march for independence of blind people rather than disrupting it. I've had the opportunity to work with this gentleman in his previous capacities, and I will tell you that when we talked about his appearance here at this convention, I did not prompt him, but he said to me, I am not trying to build a consumer organization. He is a gentleman that has worked around especially the public policy space in the blindness field for a long time. He is a blind person. He is a blind father. He exhibits a lot of the characteristics of living the life you want that we appreciate in a leader in the blindness field. It's not just that he talks the talk, he walks the walk. And so here, I think for his first presentation on this stage, but certainly first, as he's only been at the foundation for about 3 months, is the president and CEO of the American Foundation for the Blind, Eric Bridges.
Very good. All right. So we build bridges. Appreciate the walk-up music. Well, thank you so much, President Riccobono, for inviting the American Foundation for the Blind to be part of this convention. Thank you to the Convention Planning Committee. It's great to be here amongst, frankly, a lot of colleagues and friends. I've been in this field for over 20 years, and it's been pretty remarkable what I've been able to participate in during that time, working with Eve Hill at various points in my career on advocacy issues, as well as Dan Goldstein and other NFB staff down through the years. So I appreciate the welcome. Let me reiterate, I am not here to recreate or create a new consumer organization. I have worked for one for the last 15 years, and I want my nights back. I want my weekends back. I have a young family, and I appreciate President Riccobono's remarks regarding our two organizations and their history. And my overarching observations in participating in this field for the last two plus decades is that we can disagree, but we ought not be disagreeable. And so that is what I bring to the table. I am blind. My wife is blind. We have guide dogs. We've got two-sighted children. We've got a family circus. Whenever we roll into town, it's loud. Usually happy, not always, but usually. So I'm here today. Literally 3 months will be next week that I will have been the leader at the American Foundation for the Blind. And I'm at an organization that has a tremendous legacy. I'm also with an organization that's been without a leader, as was referenced before, for over a year, and where a tremendous amount of change has occurred over the last couple of years. And so I'm being mindful of that. I also came in, by the way, President Riccobono, at the very end of the fiscal year. How fun is that? The middle of the fourth quarter of our fiscal year, I started work. And literally my sixth day, I started with our AFB leadership conference. So I've been sort of drinking from a fire hose. Glad to talk a little bit about what's in our future. I would like to talk a little bit about what we have going on, because I fear that over the last year or so, that work has not been effectively communicated to the blindness field. And a lot of that, again, is because of the transition that has taken place. So if you'd indulge me for just a couple minutes, I'll talk you through some of the stuff we're working on and then talk a little bit about our future. A lot of what AFB has worked on for decades is public policy and research. And with regard to the public policy component, we have worked in a collaborative fashion with NFB and ACB and others concerning web and software accessibility legislation that was introduced in the previous Congress, and are actively working to have that ball moved forward. Part of the work that we've been up to at AFB that deals with digital accessibility was brought out in a study that was published in April of this year called The Barriers to Digital Inclusion. That particular study, which, by the way, folks from NFB participated in, really showed the existing gaps that still dog us a little bit in this field, in the community, with regard to interacting with websites, apps, in particular certain problem areas, healthcare, travel and leisure sites, things of that nature. And there's still a lot of folks that are continuing to experience issues in effectively utilizing productivity apps. So these are some areas that were brought out through this Barriers to Digital Inclusion. I'm very proud that research is now on Capitol Hill and at the Department of Justice for policymakers and decision makers to be able to review. The reason why I'm proud of it is because I believe that it accurately reflects the challenges that we still face. And I believe it accurately reflects the challenges that we still face because we are actively seeking to survey you all, consumer groups like NFP. So we've got that work that's ongoing. A lot of that work is being led by, an active Federation member, Ariel Silverman, as well as Rosie Carranza. The workplace technology study that was released last year really shows the gaps that, all these years after the ADA, we still face with regard to employment opportunities and or once on the job, the challenges that we face in onboarding. Two other quick program highlights that I want to bring to your attention. One is the Blind Leaders Development Program, which is pretty awesome. And I will readily admit, before coming to AFB, I did not know it as well as I do now. So this program, which was started just a couple years ago, really seeks to pair up a mentor and mentee, and the mentee is not right out of college or right out of high school going into college. These are individuals that are already employed, that are, let's call it mid-career, and may want to do more than they are currently doing, or may be frustrated in their current job, hitting that ceiling that we often hit. They're paired up with mentors that work with them. There's a curriculum and monthly leadership programming, not blindness leadership programming, leadership programming, that seeks to educate them and empower them to make decisions on their career, figuring out ways to be able to effectively talk to their bosses, move up potentially, or what if this isn't for me right now? And what if I want to go do something else? I'm very pleased to say that we just graduated our third cohort in May of this year, and 101 mentors and mentees have now gone through this program, which is very cool. The final program is Talent Lab, and this program has been around for about a year, and really what it seeks to do is to educate interns and apprentices that go through it. So sighted and or blind individuals in accessible design. Really getting at the ongoing persistent challenge that we have in getting our folks employed, getting companies' knowledge base up with regard to digital accessibility. It's a curriculum that this first cohort of 16 individuals went through about a 9-month period of pretty intense learning. The ultimate objective is for these individuals to come out, graduate, and be certified and have the resume to work at a tech company or at a company that values this sort of digital accessibility. And we're actively working with corporate partners of ours to place these individuals. This is a program that, again, is very new, that we are going to be looking at here in the fall to maybe even shorten that period of time, because companies don't want to wait around 10 months. We get that. But this is our first crack at it, and it's gone very well. And we're, again, having interest from our corporate partners in being able to place these individuals. So what's the future of AFB? That's a great question. Thanks, Eric. Mercy laughs. I like it. So beginning next month and really through the fall, the American Foundation for the Blind will be going through a strategic planning exercise. The last strategic plan that the organization had was referenced in my introduction 6 years ago. It is out of date, out of line for 2023. There are aspects of what we are doing now that deal with the umbrella of digital accessibility that I think are absolutely going to continue. But where we go from here will be educated by external stakeholders, including the leadership of this organization. So what I want for us moving forward is to have an open and honest relationship with the consumer organizations. I want us to be able to collaborate when it makes sense for us to collaborate. I want us to have a good working relationship at bare minimum. And in going through the strategic planning process, taking input from external stakeholders, from my perspective, is absolutely critical. Number one, I've worked in this field for a long time. I know many of the leaders. But also, I'm new to this organization. I've worked alongside AFB, but I have not worked in AFB for very long. And I want to make sure that to the best of my own ability, we are able to put together a plan that reflects the some of the needs that the field has, and frankly also some of the needs that regular everyday blind people going through life would want us to work on, the issues that you all so I mean, I wake up every day and I'm one of those people, and so is my wife. My role and my desire for AFB is to be more visible, more collaborative. It's likely that we're going to do some more research, because that's part of what we've been known for. It's part of what I would like to see us do here moving forward. And a lot of that is surveying the community, surveying the people. And I'd like to be able to think that we could count on you all to do outreach, whether it's through the national organization and in collaboration with the national organization, maybe even with state affiliates or other parts of the organization. I want the work that we do to be reflective of the community. And that's something that I'm sensitive to, because of my history in the blindness movement. Finally, as I get ready to get the hook here, I'm very appreciative to have the time to be able to talk a little bit about what we're up to and what I want us to be doing. We do have a documentary that's been in the works for nearly 2 years now, and it will be premiering later this year. There will be screenings. It's called Possibilities, and it looks at the work that Helen Keller did in her life, and how a lot of that work is still very critical and important today. And it follows a series of individuals, several of whom are active Federation members, through their lives, the challenges that they face, the successes that they've had, and giving sort of Helen's importance in 2023. So possibilities, it will be out, as I said, later this fall. We will be in touch with you all as it's being readied to go out into mass distribution. But it's something that AFB has been undertaking now for a couple of years, and I know that several of you are aware of it, but I wanted to bring that out as it was sort of on hiatus for a little while. So finally, you know, I understand that there are differing opinions on a whole host of issues in our field, and it's not just the NFB that will disagree. I've been in many rooms where multiple organizations have disagreed on any number of things. The sky is blue on occasion. But, you know, I want for AFB to be a resource to the field. Where appropriate, I'd like for us to be able to help convene organizations to discuss the big issues of the day. These are some of the big things that I see in our future. We've got a plan that we're going to work on. I'm not looking to pollute that ahead of time, but these are two key things that I heard in a meeting that I had with about 20 leaders of blindness organizations that registered for our conference in April. And you know, there'll be other stuff that we'll be working on. It's my hope that this isn't the only time that I'm asked to come, but if it was, I really thank you. And have a great rest of your convention.
Don't go too far, in case there's questions. Thank you very much, Eric. I want to say that, you know, I think this for us, and the title of this presentation is about working to see if we can build an understanding and trust with the foundation in that direction. I did want to say that we have a strong ethic, and I'm sure you agree with this from your background, that just because someone is a member of the organization does not mean they represent the organization. And so our elected leaders in particular should be called on and invited to participate in those spaces. And I would say invited to those spaces even if our elected leaders haven't registered for the AFB conference. They should be invited because they are elected by this group. And so I know that you know that from your work, and I would just encourage that we think about that going forward, because I know in the last 5 years we've heard a lot about AFB's work with NFB members, but not NFB leaders. And so I just offer that to you. I'm happy to have you comment if you want, but I'm pretty sure I know how you feel about it.
So if it makes you feel any better, ACB wasn't represented either. Neither was BVA. Neither was VisionServe. This was done ahead of my coming to AFB, and so there were organizations from representing the schools for the blind, representing private agencies for the blind, a rather wide swath of our field. And no one was there claiming to represent the NFB. Mm-hmm.
Bauer, Mr. President.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple of presidents of the AFB ago, we invited the AFB to come to talk to the National Federation of the Blind during the time that I served in the presidency of the Federation. And I asked a question of the president, which I will reiterate with you. And he sat around on the stage a while, and after a time said he couldn't tell me right then what the answer was. And I said to him, the National Federation of the Blind has a right to know what the answer to that question is, and we will await your answer. He never did answer the question, and I never invited him back, and I thought it was fair. So here's the question for you. The National Federation of the Blind opposes any established program, or for that matter, any program that authorizes payment of subminimum wages to blind workers. What is the position of the American Foundation for the Blind on that topic?
That's an excellent question, and I can get you an answer very quickly. I do believe that there may have been some conversation about this just within the last 3 to 4 years. I have my own personal feelings on that, and but organizationally, Dr. Maurer, I can get you an answer. I will. President Riccobono, can I send you an answer this evening?
Sure.
Thank you. I have been here 3 months. I have not been a part of board meetings where this would have been discussed. But I will absolutely get you an answer.
Fair enough. Thanks, Eric.
Yep.
Raise your hand. Thank you very much, Eric. And we take it on good faith that we're going to continue to work in this direction. And we appreciate you coming, and we hope that it presents an opportunity for the future.